The Artist's Muse by Ulrich.
Charlotte, my dear, I simply can't make it to that Emil Martins exhibition. It opens in a half an hour. Could you please go there and make sure we are represented?
Me? I stared in disbelief at my new boss, Anton Lothar, the owner of the very fancy art gallery where I had only started working that very week.
Yes.
He shot me a crooked smile and shrugged.
Don't worry. You don't have to make any assessments, my darling. Just show up, sign your name in the guest book as representing our gallery, and I'll take it from there.
I mean, well, sure, I'd love to, I said. And the thought of my new shoes with the much too high heels flashed before my eyes. I've been optimistic, though, to wear them for the first time to work that day, and over the past 2 hours, they have been sheer torture for my feet, especially the little toe on my left foot. It felt as if it had completely shattered, then forced underneath my foot, in a shoe that was much too small. But it would be an overwhelming honor to represent Lothar's gallery. I would just have to get a toe transplant at some point. He shot me a questioning glance.
And I'm sure I don't have to stress how incredibly important it is that you sign the guest book properly.
I know, Mr. Lothar. Mission received and understood. I shot him a broad and reassuring smile. At least, I hoped it was. He nodded curtly and rushed off to wherever he might be going that was more important than an art exhibition. It had been a mixed pleasure to work at the art gallery. On the one hand, it had been my dream for years to finally be able to use the years I had spent studying art history on something worthwhile. Anton Lothar was a name that held a lot of significance in the art business because he had an incredibly good feel for which artists he ought to finance and support. On the other hand, he was very old-fashioned, and as far as gender equality was concerned, he was still firmly stuck in the 18th century. That was a bit difficult to cope with. I was not naive enough to be swayed from the notion that it might have been my beautiful athletic body that had got me the job more than my degree. Not that Lothar made sexual advances, absolutely not. He was an old-school straight gentleman. But it felt obvious that my role was to stand around the gallery, looking attractive. Just something else for visitors to look at. But on the other hand, I'd only been there for a week. I was determined to show him that I had more to contribute than my cleavage. I left the gallery and hurried off in a taxi to the address where the exhibition would take place. During the drive, I quickly Googled Emil Martins and felt ashamed that I haven't heard of him before. There were several articles about him. Some reviewers thought his works were utterly gorgeous.